Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Lucy Newton and Linda Marek, and we're going to start with Lucy. Good morning to you, Lucy.
Good morning.
Lucy, there's an event. It's a traditional event coming up on the 22nd, which is Administrative Professionals Day. So what is it? Where is it? What time? How do we participate?
Well, it's a Cass County Health System Auxiliary Soup and Salad Luncheon, and it's going to be on April the 22nd from 11 to 1 o'clock, and ticket sales are $6. It'll be at the Catholic Parish Center at 5th and Locust Street. And if you would like a ticket, just call Marcella Gaines at 243-5326.
And Lucy, walk-ins are welcome?
Yes.
So, you know, it's always a crowd, but you get people through really quickly. And, you know, if you just have an hour for lunch, I think you can still come and enjoy and get back to work.
An hour gives you plenty of time. We just have the line, and it goes really smooth and quickly.
All right. And did you say a price?
$6.
Okay. And for that, what do you get?
You get
unbelievable.
I don't know how many salads, but you can have a variety of salads and soup and dessert and drinks.
Okay, and I always say great visiting. I'm not sure what price I think that's priceless. I don't think there's a price on that, but great visiting along with all that really great, great food. Lucy, do you know, what did you say, how many years?
How many years?
Have you been doing this?
The auxiliary has been doing it. This is our 29th.
29th. Wow.
29 years.
That's amazing. I think I even remember when it started. I shouldn't say that. And I know both Lucy and Linda have been involved with that for quite a long time, and we're going to come back and talk about that some more. But in the meantime, Linda, we're going to talk about the auxiliary because it's been going for a long time, too.
Yes, it has. The 50th anniversary for the auxiliary was in 2012. It was founded in 1962. And we've had like 52 years then of presidents.
Yeah. And so, you've been president.
Yes.
But you're not now.
No, I'm not.
Lucy is president now.
Lucy is
yes,
our president that's what this I thought. Year.
Mm-hmm. And that's quite a job because you do meet monthly. Is that correct?
Right.
Yeah.
Except in December.
Yeah, that makes sense, yes. So there's always business to take care of at those meetings, and you usually have a program, or is that only at the annual meeting?
Annual and general meetings we have programs. There are two general meetings, one in the spring, one in the fall, and the annual meeting in January when we install the new officers.
Okay. So other than that, it's basically business, and do you always have a lunch when you meet?
No.
Okay. So it kind of varies. How about, do you have a regular time, regular day you meet? Like third
Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the hospital.
Okay, because I know anybody who's not a member would be welcome to come. And by the way, how did you become a member of the hospital auxiliary?
Well, you can just go right into the gift shop and fill out a card and pay your $5 membership for a year.
I don't know, $5, that's kind of over the top, right?
Right. And then we have a lot that sign up or re-enlist at the county fair. We have that available at the county fair, too.
And how many members do you have right now?
We have...
I know that some of them are active and some of them are inactive.
118 active and 150 inactive.
Wow.
And this, the inactive app really helps us out too with our expenses. So we love inactive, active, whichever you would love to do.
And as you say, the inactive members, it's just like, it's a little support system there to kind of back up everybody else. But 118 active?
Mm-hmm.
So wow. I'm impressed with that number. And, okay, so what does that mean if you're active versus inactive?
Active means that you participate once a month it's up to you if you participate. Most people participate once a month. We have the different areas that you can participate in. Some people participate several times a month.
Lucy, I'm just full of questions today that I didn't really prepare ahead of time, I guess. The person, no, not the name necessarily. How many hours does kind of the top hour person have? Do one of you know that? I mean, it's over a long period of time. You know, this is over years because some people have, as you said, they've been volunteering for almost 50 years.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, Lucy, but I believe Beulah Ostris has belonged since the very beginning. And she is our card file. She keeps track of everyone's hours. She, in January, had 10,300 hours. And then we have Evelyn Rechtenbaugh, who makes baby caps for the newborns. And she had 9,700 hours at that time.
Okay. And so they add up.
Right.
But it doesn't matter if you only do, 6 hours a month or whatever, everybody is welcome. And I know, Linda, you want to talk about some of the other activities that people can do.
Oh, okay. Well, you can work in a lot of the areas in the hospital, and then also there's telecare, which is now done from homes, where homebound residents get a daily call, just a touch base call, work in the various areas, like I said, in the hospital. There's a children's orientation in the fall. First graders go on a tour. And get a goodie bag and get to watch a tonsillectomy, participate in that.
It's not
all,
a real
all the
one.
Cass County.
Not
no,
a real one.
No. There were 185
kind of
Cass
okay.
County children that participated
wow.
this last
okay.
year. There's the library service, which I'm involved with, where we deliver library books to homebound daycares and the three nursing residential homes. To individuals or just to Heritage House, Allen House,
and I want to talk a little bit. Is that a newer one, or is that I just out of the loop?
No, it's been done for a long time.
Really?
But it's probably the least known service of the auxiliary.
And I know one day I was at the library, and here I see you guys carrying out boxes and mm-hmm. bags of books.
Mm-hmm.
And how often do you deliver and pick up?
Once a month,
okay.
Both in Atlantic and then at Anita. I do the Anita one, too.
Wow.
Yeah. And the Hello Baby program, where gifts are given by sponsors to the newborns. Walker bags that one of the members makes for people who need them, hospital-bound. And then homebound, I guess, too. Legislative Day, the last or fourth maybe, Wednesday in February. We go into Des Moines, the hospital employees and auxiliary members, to discuss legislation involving hospitals. And then our fundraisers, we have the soup and salad luncheon is our big one, a bakeless bake sale where you don't have to bake, just chip in, and the Cass County Fair booth, the pop and candy machines are also managed by the auxiliary, the Treasure Cove gift shop, and if you haven't been there, be sure to check it out. They have beautiful merchandise.
Yeah, you know, I can never resist when I go in there. I almost always have to buy something because you have wonderful, as you say, gifts, but hey, a lot of times I don't give them away. I just keep them. There's wonderful jewelry and greeting cards that are really great. Lucy, do you have a favorite thing in the gift shop?
Oh, my. It's hard to work there because you want to buy.
Your buyers are good at finding things that kind of appeal to a lot of different people. So, Lucy, how long have you been involved?
Well, I actually have been a member for about 40 years.
Wow.
That's a long time, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. And it depends on your perspective, Lucy, whether it is or not. But it's, you know, I think for you and others that have been members for a long time, it's kind of fun to see how it's kind of grown and changed, isn't it?
Oh, it has. It's been really a venture that has been really fun. I will say I used to work for, when I worked at a job, I only worked like once a month. So anybody can join, and you know, once a month, twice a month, whatever you would like to work.
Okay,
but it's really grown since I started.
Okay. And I know one way that some members, maybe the only way they participate, is to donate goodies for this lunch that's coming up. So Lucy, fill us in on those details again, so we can all come and get good stuff to eat.
Okay, it's Wednesday, April 22nd, from 11 to 1 o'clock. And it's at the Catholic Parish Center at 5th and Locust Street, and where walk-ins are welcome, so just come and join us.
All right, and have lots of good food and see lots of great people. We want to thank you, Lucy Newton and Linda Marek, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's a thought actually from Lady Bird Johnson. She says, where flowers bloom, so does hope.